today's host, Larry Fedoruk.
All right, Larry's off this week. Lee Sterry in the chair here. It is 6 minutes after four. Natasha Trenev has been referred to as the mother of probiotics. Her background is incredibly extensive, and if we tried to go into most of it, it would take the entire remainder of the program. She is a world-renowned expert in the field of probiotics. She has written a book. It's called Probiotics, Nature's Internal Healers. She has revolutionized this field, and we'll find out more about her, her family, her discoveries, and her book right after this.
You're listening to Larry Fedoruk on News Talk 610 CKTV and online at 610cktv.com.
Okay, we're back. Natasha Trenev is a world-renowned expert in the field of probiotics. This first sentence alone is enough to make speaking with her interesting. As a developmental scientist whose family has been commercially producing yogurt and other cultured foods for over 750 years, yes, you heard that right, Natasha has spent more than 40 years studying the health benefits connected to the consumption of beneficial bacteria, hence probiotics, the mother of probiotics. Natasha, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Larry. That's such a nice introduction.
I'm Lee.
Yes, Lee.
But that's okay. It's Larry's show, so it's easy to get confused because one voice says Larry and the other voice says Lee, so that's okay. But we'll use Lee for now. So, yes, I've been waiting to talk to you now for a couple of weeks, and I'm excited about this. First of all, if you could tell us a little bit more about that first line that I mentioned, your family producing cultured dairy products for over 750 years. Tell us about the history and what brought you up to where you are today.
Yes, briefly, my father is Macedonian. My grandfather and many grandfathers before them were engaged in making yogurt and cheeses that they exported from Macedonia into Western Europe for many centuries, and the family was well known in that area for their excellent yogurt. Now, you may say, why is this important? Well, that is a food staple, and every family in that region professes to be an expert in that field. However, for whatever reason, my family's yogurt and cheeses were the most outstanding, and they were the ones that people sought. And my father eventually was awarded the official court supplier title to the King of Yugoslavia before World War II. And after the communist takeover in Yugoslavia, my father fled the country, and I was a very small young child, and came to America. And in the mid-1960s, our family again pioneered the introduction of Bulgarian-style natural yogurt and liquid acidophilus under the Continental Culture Specialist label. And many people still remember, even in Canada, the brand Continental Yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was working with my family's business, I realized the importance of these beneficial bacteria and that we need to make it more of a science so that people can get the desired results when they consume these products.
So then how did you advance this thought? You say, okay, we have to make this more of a science. Where did you take the concept from there?
Well, I took the concept from there by accepting exclusive license and representation from the University of Nebraska to represent their studies in single-strain acidophilus for the improvement of human health. And because of that license, I also worked closely with the University of North Carolina. These are the two pioneering universities in the States who introduced the concept of sweet acidophilus milk and, introduced the concept of single strains. And I actually took those concepts and developed the first probiotic product in the world, which was called the Megadophilus. And sold to health food stores, and we had a different label for professionals. And this incorporated the use of a Lactobacillus acidophilus strain called DDS1 in a freeze-dried powdered form. And because I felt that Acidophilus is a very important beneficial bacteria for human health, but the whole area of beneficial bacteria needed to have a different title. So I actually introduced the category of probiotics when Acidophilus was just an adjunct to most vitamin lines, and people didn't even know very much about it. So here I was fighting this battle uphill, trying to introduce the whole category and concept of probiotics, not only in Canada, but the U.S., Mexico, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and part of the Pacific Rim countries.
So where, before we get into some of the more details about this, so the rather technical-sounding scientific terms, you took as a bundle and decided, okay, the label here is probiotics. That's the consumption of beneficial bacteria. So, like, what are they in layman's terms, and what role do they play in our day-to-day health?
Yes. Well, first of all, as I have said many times before, you have to know what beneficial bacteria you're taking, because the exterior world has changed profoundly because of our abuse of antibiotics.
Yes.
So the abuse of antibiotics, whether in our farm animals or the human beings, especially young children, has created numerous antibiotic-resistant microorganisms that are now part of our everyday life. They're no longer just found in hospitals. They're found in your grocery store. They're found in your home. They're found in the steering wheel of your car. They're everywhere. So as a result, cultured foods are a great functional foods, but we really need a scientific controlled bacteria with a controlled potency to impact the 100 trillion bacteria that live in our gut and really control every aspect of our health, including our mental health.
Okay, and how do you go about? Well, you know what? I'm gonna, if you don't mind, Natasha, I'm gonna take a short break. We have you till 4:30, right?
Oh yes, I'm here as long as you want me.
Okay, good, awesome. If you can just hang on and relax, have a sip of tea or something, we'll be back. It's 4:14 at 6:10 CKTV. Lee Sterian at 4:18, and with us on the line is Natasha Trenev, the mother of probiotics, if you will. Probiotics, of course, a term that we have become more familiar with over the last few years, and it's a very, very big topic that we're into here, and we only have about 10 minutes to go, so I want to make sure that I try to get to some of the key points here. One of the reasons that we were reading your information, Natasha, that was coming through the emails, is this line. It says, three super strains of friendly intestinal bacteria could revolutionize medicine. That is according to you. That is a big statement. Could you please explain that for me?
Well, sure. We have a bacteria that we target the small intestine, the large intestine, and the transient flora. And here is why I made that statement. We now know that the 100 trillion bacteria that line our 27 feet of GI tract interact with our second brain. There is 100 million neurons on our intestinal lining, and they interact with our immune system, which is 80% on our intestinal lining. So this crosstalk between the neurons and the immune system really controls how our body is nourished, fueled, and whether or not our immune system will react negatively to anything crossing that intestinal barrier to create allergies or autoimmune diseases, or to give us anxiety, depression, and other mental problems. It's taken decades for us to learn what I've been saying for decades, is that everything that happens in our gut affects every aspect of our body. And the genetics of these bacteria in our gut really control 99% of our health state. Our own genetics only predispose us to 10% of the illnesses or the problems we may have in our lifetime. So understanding, you know, which bacteria are best to supplement and improve that ecology is probably the most important thing we can do for medicine. And I have said that by changing our diet, taking the right probiotic supplementation, and engaging in exercise will revolutionize medicine, because it's going to change how our body reacts to our environment and causes disease or health.
How can we tell if we might be able to benefit from some sort of probiotic supplement? What should we be looking for as a sign that, you know, hey, maybe one of these things can help me?
Well, you know what? If you have any digestive issues, if you're not digesting properly, if you've been on any course of antibiotics since you were born, if you have skin problems because your skin is manifest what's going on inside of your GI tract, if you feel tired, and if you're often moody and in not having good days, it could be related to what's happening into your in your gut. And if you want to change your life and really not spend your money on what I call the flavor of the month that's being hyped that's going to solve your problems, this has been proven scientifically to be the foundation of your health. And since I have spent more than 40 years researching this, I tell people you have to know more about this probiotic supplementation and your diet and your exercise than anything else in your life if you want to have a healthy mind and a healthy body to enjoy your life.
And is that what your book does? Does your book run people through these steps so that they can help identify what their issue is and what they need?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Even though it's an older book, it still was 20 years ahead of its time. And, you know, yes, I would say that anybody who likes to breathe, drink, and eat is a candidate for a good probiotic. And
well, we all like to breathe, eat, and drink, I think.
And I have, you know, I have probably 5,000 research articles on file cross-reference, and I have my own library. And as I said, I've spent my life doing this, and the only thing I do is probiotics. I'm not interested in other supplements, and it's not just about marketing or hyping. It's about really revolutionizing about the way people think about their health.
Now, I hesitate to go here because I'm really not trying to promote a particular brand or a particular company or any stretch of the imagination, but I'm sure that all probiotics are not created equal. How are we comfortable with the fact that A, we're being diagnosed properly, or we're self-diagnosing properly, and B, that we're taking the right thing with the right concentration, etc.? Is this something we should work with our doctor on?
Well, you know, unfortunately, I have to educate as many doctors as I do individuals. Microbiology is not a strong suit in medicine, and they're just learning. But I can just tell you this, that I am the author of two probiotic labeling standards in the United States, and I've lectured extensively in Canada in the 1980s and 1990s, and this labeling standard was adopted by the entire industry, voted on, and then later read into U.S. congressional record. So the labeling standard, unfortunately, is not followed by the majority of the companies selling the product, and the tragedy is that none of these companies really make their own product. There's only one or two that actually, research, formulate, and make their own products. And the rest of it is just mostly marketing hype.
Okay, so I have to ask you the question again then. How do I know which one I need, and how do I know which one is the right one? And where
okay,
do I
well,
go?
You know, Well, first of all, a health food store is a good place to start, and I can recommend a few stores that I think in your area would be well-suited. First of all, the product must be in a brown glass jar, has to have a tin lid. It has to specifically state what bacteria it has in it and what that bacteria is for. I don't recommend all these products that list 6, 8, 12 bacteria because those bacteria are competitive when they're in this enclosed environment, and they don't really impact enough in a positive fashion this 100 trillion bacteria. So, you know, the name recognition is Natron, and, you know, the product is sold through a cold handling situation from the moment the product is produced all the way through the shelf of your health food store. Second of all, it first of all has to survive shelf life and manufacture, then it has to survive the stomach acid. Otherwise, no matter what the label claims, it's not going to do you any good.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yes, definitely. I'm just trying to boil it down in my own head from a layman perspective because it's something of which I know nothing, and I'm pretending to know nothing even more so because I'm really trying to get a handle on what a good process would be for somebody that is interested in pursuing this to address their health issues a little bit further. So that's why I'm asking sort of the grade five questions here.
Yes. Well, and I'm trying to be honest and answer you that I've been doing this for, like I said, more than 40 years, and I've done my own products because in the beginning and even now, people don't want to do the hard work. They don't want to spend the money. They don't want to spend the time. You know, this is rocket science. This is
yes, it is
to do as anything else. And the problem is that since we don't make drug claims, the products are not monitored appropriately either by the Canadian or the American government, and it's really buyer beware. The products I represent are a pharmaceutical grade that's inspected by an international agency that Health Canada and the United States government is a signatory to, and so you have to have some assurance that some independent third party is verifying what's in the product, number one. Number two, is this product being handled through a chain of custody that keeps it, controls the temperature so it's not exposed to heat, and that you have a survival, that you have like an oil matrix that protects the bacteria from the stomach acid to survive and thrive in your GI tract. And that's what I'm saying is that most people need to be appraised of. These are the three things you have to look for. Is the company manufacturing its own product? Is the product, sold in glass? Is it sold through a reputable health food store? Does the company, only specialize in probiotics and not in 200 different
right.
products? And is the product, does the product have a delivery system to survive the gastric juices? Now you're talking about impacting that 100 trillion ecology of bacteria in your gut.
This is fascinating stuff. Now, the product that you're talking about is Natron. You mentioned a couple of outlets in and around our area. What are some brand name stores we might recognize?
Okay, well, to look for Natron's Healthy Trinity or other Natron probiotic products, I recommend your local independent store, such as Well Nutrition Center and the Peanut Mill Natural Foods Market, and other fine independent stores where they've taken time to really investigate this very important area for your health.
And your book is Probiotics, Nature's Internal Healers. Where can we find your book?
You can go on natron.com, and the book is there, and you can purchase it or get it as a promotion when you buy something else.
Okay. Natron.com. Okay.
Right.
Fascinating topic, and I know the half hour flew by, and we could talk so much more about this because there's so much more to know, but at least we were able to scratch the surface and find out how important this good bacteria is to help us hopefully stay healthy. Natasha Trenev, thank you very much for joining us today. It's fascinating.
Thank you very much. It's my life's work, and it's my pleasure to always educate.
Thank you. A family with 750 years of yogurt behind them. My goodness. And cheese. And wow. Happy health. 429-610 CKTB News next.